Hey, welcome back. I say welcome back. It feels like we never left. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com and on TuneIn. TuneIn. Get your TuneIn app. Get your Phil Hendry on every night, 7 to 10, live on the West Coast, 10 to 1 live out east. And we're here at the El Pacifico. Nice to be with you. And with me, as always, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and General Galen Shaw. General, you had an observation.
Yeah, well, they want to tell, just before Phil went on the air, I don't know how many, do the people see it on the TV?
Some of the people are subscribing.
Phil went into a character that I believe he said, you're going to do it on stage, right?
Yes, you said you want to do that character on stage. I advise against that.
Well, I went into a character, and you advise against it. Why?
Because it's vulgar, because I think if you have African-American, well...
I think you should, Mr. I'm black. I think you should.
Take Robert's word for it. He's black.
Well, Robert, you are black, yes. And I would take your word for it, yes. But I'm white. I'm not black. But I'm the good white. Don't laugh. Oh, forget it.
Why wouldn't we laugh at I'm the good white?
What does that mean, the good white?
I'm the kind of white that can tell a black... I can tell a black person what's best for...
For them?
You know what, Phil? I'm not even going to listen to your happy horse you-know-what. Go ahead.
All right. Margaret, I'm not trying to criticize.
No, yes, you are criticizing me. You're putting me down because I'm...
You think you're part black?
Because I'm part... No, I'm not part black.
What do you mean you're part black? That's the dumbest thing.
I'm part-time black. Forget it.
Yeah, Margaret, the more you talk...
Yeah, what I was going to say, Phil, that I thought would be...
Let me just... Thank you, General. I was doing a character that was a black character, and I said to Nikki... Nikki McKee, our sister and close friend and technical director, who's right now under about 8 feet of snow while we sit here kicking it in 70-degree weather. But anyway...
Well, that's... You're going to rub it in? That girl's going to quit.
No, I'm kidding around, Nikki. Well, I'm not kidding, but we're not, you know... So anyway... I said, listen, that character that I just did, that's me if I was black.
And I said to you, what makes you think the character you did was violent, couldn't speak proper English, every other word was MF, and was in jail?
Well, let me tell you why. Let me tell you. I said, me. Now, I know that this is going to be misunderstood by everybody listening, but I'm going to say it anyway. Me. I'm not saying that's a black guy. That's me if Phil Hendry were black. And here's why. Here's why. If I'd been born black with the temper that I have, with the personality that I have, I would have been in probably a whole lot of fights given what a young black person has to face still in this country as opposed to a white one. So I would have been in lots of fights, probably would have wound up in jail, and by now...
Let me say it. Everyone, Phil said that by now...
Yeah, Mr. Henry said it. He's the one that's going to be there.
Well, he's not there, literally.
Well, and I'll say it. By now, I would be on death row.
Isn't that funny?
Well, I would. I'd be on death row. I'd be on death row with one eye gouged out of my head and a big scar going down the right side of my face. Not because that's how black people are, because that's how I'd be if I took the amount of crap that a lot of people have to take in this country because of the color of their skin. Still, I don't give a damn how many white people listen to me saying, you know, oh, well, you must be a liberal. Yeah, that's right. That's why I supported the war in Iraq. And that's why I think we ought to kill every terrorist, even in the United States, with a nuclear bomb. And that's why I think it should be a military tribunal. And that's why I think Guantanamo should stay open. Is that the kind of liberal that I am? Because that's what I think. You know. I believe in cops. I believe in law enforcement. I believe in clubbing almost to death anybody that we find breaking into our homes. I believe in shooting on sight anyone that I see even stepping on my front lawn. Would I do it? No, because I know it's against the law. I believe in that. I believe in guns. I believe in more guns. I believe in more guns. And so that's, I'm a liberal? I didn't know that. I didn't know that's what liberals thought.
You believe in guns and more guns?
No, I don't believe necessarily in more and more. I just don't think that the answer is taking guns away. However, I will tell you this about the whole gun lobby.
Phil, you know, when you start talking this way, people are going to get... You're going to polarize the audience.
I don't mean to polarize the audience. I just would say this. And then I'll let it go, and I'll let the whole thing go, because we do want to talk about what's coming up Sunday night. We'll be at the San Francisco Sketch Fest at the Eureka Theater at 8 p.m. It's going to be a ball. We're going to have a blast. It's going to be a ball. We're going to have a blast.
It's going to be a ball? You're going to have a blast?
Both. Now, I forget what I was going to say.
Well, that's typical. So you cut me off because I was going to make the point about how, yes, yes, I know, no, yes, I am, no, no, black. I mean...
You can't even say it good.
If you'd quit confusing me, I'm not black, but I do speak on behalf of blacks that agree with me.
Oh, okay. Well...
What a smartass.
Well, Margaret, you know, there she goes.
No, I'm going to go get another cup of coffee if you don't mind.
I speak on behalf... Hi, I'm Phil Endry. I speak on behalf of blacks who agree with me. What is that? Anyway, so yeah, I mean, that's how I feel about that, you know. And these cats that like to lay on you, are you a liberal?
Well, you know, a lot of people will say you're a liberal, Phil, if you say that you, for instance, believe in equal rights for gays. Is that, you believe in that?
Of course I do. Yes, I do. 100%. And then some.
Well, then you're a liberal.
And does it make me a liberal to support the military and law enforcement the way I just said and to support the wars on terror? I don't give a damn if they want to change it from war on terror to something else. I support it. I don't think we ought to be pulling troops out of Afghanistan. I'm pissed off we haven't won that war already. That's what's pissing me off, and I'm pissed off at anybody that says we shouldn't be there. Does that make me a liberal? I'm just asking.
You believe in the military mission in Afghanistan?
Yes.
Well, then you're a conservative.
Now, you just said he's a liberal.
Excuse me, do you have to yell everything, Robert? You just said he's a liberal. Boy, I'll tell you something. Excuse me, my throat.
Get him some...
Yeah, get more cottage cheese.
The cottage cheese?
Cottage cheese isn't going to help him with that squeaky voice of his, man. That's going to put more phlegm in the throat.
What?
I said, bud, come here.
What?
Cottage cheese ain't going to help him with the squeaky voice, man. When his voice cracks, he needs water. How much water do you drink, General?
I don't... Let me tell you something about the water. That water is strictly sissy stuff.
Oh, yeah, sure. What are you drinking, man? You're like me. You drink too many Cokes. All right. So get the General some water and...
Yes, but he has to drink the water 12 hours before you go on the air. You're not going to hydrate your throat in that short of time, correct?
That's true. And to quote the great Andy Richter... You think you're hydrated? Bull crap. All right.
Hey.
Thank you. All right, we're going to come back here on a world-famous Phil Endry show with news about Justin Bieber and his dad, Jeremy Bieber, and we'll have Margaret weighing in on that, Bobby Dooley as well, because it is a parental roundtable on the Biebers. And the father apparently is in the news now, this guy, Jeremy, because they're calling him a bad influence. My personal thing is this. I don't know what kind of an influence he is, but I really do look suspect on some of these very public parents who have the very famous young person, right? In other words, the Lohans, those two morons, they should only just drive their car off a cliff someplace. And this Bleeber ass, I call him that on purpose. I know what his name is, but I just, you know, I'm messing with it.
Well, it's very disrespectful, Phil.
You know what? Like the man said, you know, for the money he's got, he can afford it.
What man was that?
Some man. No, I think that if you are the manager of a young person who is doing very, very well in entertainment or whatever the business is that they're in, and you are managing or otherwise advising or overseeing, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that, and it's perfectly obviously expected, I would think, in some instances. But if you're now beginning to share the spotlight with them, and you will not relinquish any of that spotlight, and you think you need to be in the spotlight, and you use as your excuse protecting that kid, now we got business, man.
Yeah, now you're getting on a fighting side of me.
Exactly.
Oh, brother.
No, he's right. You're getting on the fighting side of me. All right, so when we do come back, whenever that is, and it could be years, it could be decades, we may never come back. We may just... decide to go into this commercial break and say, that's it. I can't take it any longer. I can't stand the stink any longer. Somebody come in here, please, and take out this dead cat. However, if we do come back from the break, we will have Bobby and Margaret. We'll talk a little bit about the Biebers. World-famous Phil Endry Show, philendryshow.com. And get a backstage pass for our nightly video casts. You're missing about 90% of the show if you don't see me scrunching the right side of my face up as if I've had my eyeball taken out in a knife fight.
All right!
Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. I love this music. Makes me want to go back on heroin.
You said that during the commercial. You said, oh my God, you said it on the air.
I'm sorry. I'm not saying that jazz musicians are heroin addicts. I'm not. I did read one book about Art Pepper, but that was just art.
You know something, Phil? I knew jazz musicians that, what?
Why don't you let the man say what he wants to say instead of pretending like you're the co-host of the show?
Well, I've got a lot more time.
Margaret, you're on the edge again here. You know, every single night...
Phil!
No, every single night you're on the edge of killing somebody. Why don't you just chill out? Just let somebody have an opinion that you disagree with and don't say anything.
Wait a minute. I want...
No. Have an opinion... Let someone have an opinion that you don't agree with and not say anything. Now, there is a concept.
I agree with that.
What? All right, then why is he talking?
Just everybody, shut up.
I want to finish my point. First of all, I've known jazz musicians who've died from heroin. In fact, get Frank on the phone if you wouldn't mind.
Come on, Margaret.
No, get Frank on the phone if you wouldn't mind. Frank knew Danny Jerry. Did you know Danny Jerry?
No, I did not. He sounds like...
Man, like Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, I was going to say, sounds like Ricky Bobby.
Is that funny, bud? I had a kick...
Hey, watch it. Come on. That right hand of yours. All right, let's get on the phone here before we all hell breaks loose. Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association right now having their annual fundraising drive for their Wintertacular, which is coming up. And Bobby, I know it's part of your Wintertacular. You're not raising money for it, correct?
No, so we're not raising money for our... We have enough money for our Wintertacular. We are raising money for a variety of charities. These are the Western Estates charities.
And specifically...
They're the Western Estates charities.
You don't want to say which?
They're the Western Estates charities. And I just heard Phil say, Margaret, why don't you just...
Why don't I just what?
Why don't you just let her talk so I can talk to her, Margaret, and you don't have an opinion?
Yeah, that's what Phil just said to you. All right?
All right, I'll let Phil say that. All right, Phil, I'm sorry.
So, Bobby, Justin Bieber... And his father, Jeremy Bieber, are in the news. As you know, Justin Bieber got popped for driving while under the influence. He got arrested for speeding. There are a number of violations that constituted an arrest. And I don't know how many of those... probably driving under the influence is the one that got him put into the lockup overnight. His father, Jeremy Bieber, is considered to be a bad influence. Are you familiar with the story?
Well, so I am familiar with it. I am a mother of three sons. I know Margaret is the mother of a son who is in the entertainment business. And Margaret, you may be shocked to hear this, but I would tend to probably agree with you when it comes to parents of young people in show business. I think they do need that guidance. And they do need a strong hand to protect them from a lot of these influences.
All right, now let me ask you this. Why the stepping into the spotlight? I can understand a parent that is, like Justin Bieber's father, Jeremy, or these Lohans, or whoever the next parent of the moment becomes. I certainly understand them wanting to protect and shield their young people from the worst of that environment. But why do they step into the spotlight and become a part of the story?
I think there are times, Phil, and I know that this is what will probably be true for me, because my youngest, Justin, is beginning his very very basic steps, his nascent steps into the entertainment business as an actor like Jason J. Delbonico. And I know that I will need to, at some point, step into the spotlight and say, okay, back off. Now, you ask, why the spotlight? Why can't I do that from behind the camera? The reason is very simple. You want the face of parental control. You want people to see you so they know who you are, so they know who they're dealing with, so they know that you as well are protecting that boy, but you as well may be an alternative, as Margaret might say, to the child.
an alternative.
Yes, let me jump in because Bobby and I are in agreement on this, actually. Jason J., which, by the way, shocks me, but Bobby, I appreciate that.
As I do. Just let's keep it that way.
And I'll take that as a threat.
It wasn't a threat.
It's not a threat.
I'll take that as a threat, and I know how to deal with threats.
Whoa, come on, all right? Now, you guys, if you agree on something, you agree on something.
Phil, this is grown-up girl stuff, okay?
It really is, Phil.
All right, it may be grown-up girl stuff, you know.
No, it's grown-up girl stuff, and I'm just asking you, and I respect you, Phil, back off a little bit. This is grown girl stuff. This isn't small girl stuff, okay?
This is not for the little girls.
I'm not a little girl.
No, you're not a little girl, but you're not a girl. You're a man, and that puts you in the little girl category.
I have to agree with that, Phil.
Well, I don't want any fighting here on the show. Do you understand? I don't want the two of you...
No, we won't go back and forth on the show, but I can assure you there's nothing you're going to say here that's going to cool anything out between me and that.
I agree.
So you think of me as a that?
Yes, I do. Why? You're the only one that gets to do that?
Here's what I'm going to do. Okay?
Phil.
No, here's what I'm going to do. You guys can kill each other off the air. You can go out into an alley with razor blades, for all I give a damn. With razor blades and go at it. On the show...
All right, that's fair enough.
I agree.
On the show, cool out. Now, let's start again.
Well, Margaret was making the point.
Thank you. The point that I was making, and by the way, I wouldn't mind going at it with razor blades against her anytime.
I'm going to hang this phone up.
No. I'm going to cut you both off here in 2 seconds. One, thank you. Go ahead.
I was going to say that sometimes you do have to step into the spotlight as a Hollywood parent, as they call us, a stage parent, as they call us, because you want the powers that be to see the control that you can have over the situation. So that if that child is no longer up to the task of being the celebrity, the entertainer, the personality that is expected of them, you can, in some way, fill those shoes.
In other words, Phil, what we're saying is, if the child becomes so utterly out of control that they're jailed for drugs or drinking, or they're having other problems that keep them from performing, you want to be there to show the audience, hello, I'm the parent, I'm not as young, but I am my own entity, and I'd like to step up and just say, I can do a few things.
Okay.
That's the most acidine. Well,
back off, General.
No, I want to get to the microphone.
Hold on, General. What are you...
You got to back him off.
That is the most acidine thing. God!
General, back off.
What is with the old man? Unbelievable.
Have a little respect and don't call him old man, all right?
Well, what's with him?
What is wrong, General?
You know, fool.
Come on, General.
Get him out of the room. Get him on a vanilla wafer.
Yeah, that's it, man. Put him on another vanilla wafer. Get him on a... Yeah, he ought to be on that 3 vanilla wafer a day. You ought to try this.
Hold on. I can't do a radio show this way.
You know something, Phil? You've been doing a radio show like this for the last, I don't know how many years. Yes, you can.
Absolutely. That's a very good point. Why are you complaining now? Just do it, Phil. Quit crying about it. Do it.
You know...
Do it.
Just do it, Phil, okay? Just do it. How many times have you heard a woman say that to you? Well, now they're ordering you. That excites you, doesn't it?
Goodbye.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, my God. You guys want to talk all the talk you want to talk? That's great. You start getting dirty or insulting, or you start telling me how it is, or you start lording it all. You know, I just, goodbye.
Then what if she calls back?
If she calls back, I want to pre-screen the call myself, not you, me, okay? I don't want you pre-screening that call at all. Is that understood, bud?
Yes, sir.
Unreal.
What I was saying was...
What did I just tell you?
I forgot.
How could you forget in 2 seconds?
Where is that Dooley woman? Is she there?
General, get back in the door. Wait.
Would you go...
Yeah, I'll do it.
We'll be right back, folks. I gotta go and kick some ass, okay?
Well, you're not referring to me, Army. Well,
no, I'm not referring to you. But you know what? Hey, you know, step up to the plate. Anybody wants an ass kicking, man, we're giving away for free tonight. Come on in. Everybody's welcome. Want an ass kicking?
I'm a woman, Phil.
Do you want an ass kicking?
No, I don't.
All right. Anybody else? Good. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. And when we do come back, we will be talking yet again with Bobby Dooley, because I think we've got her on hold, and I'll pre-screen the call during the break. And we'll get back to this whole discussion of what makes a good stage parent. Jeremy Bieber, is this guy something else, or is he something else, man? He's way out there, baby. You know what I mean, Daddy? He's gone.
He's one gone daddy.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. You can watch our show live every night on our video cast with your backstage pass, as well as hear it. You can listen to the show for free on our website. We have the live show stream on our website every single night. You can listen to our show for free on your TuneIn app if you so choose, and just go to the Phil Henry channel. You can listen to a podcast of our show the next day with your backstage pass. You can listen to podcasts of classic shows from 15 years past and many, many years past every day. You can listen to our archives of some, God knows, 10,000 hours of full shows anytime you want with a backstage pass, as well as listen to the and view the videocast archives. You can get a hold of all the other miscellany that we have there, including radio interviews, TV pilots that we've done, etc., right there on philhenryshow.com. So a backstage pass, and we have two levels of subscription. We have a two-tier subscription platform, if you will. We have audio only. That's, I think, $4.99, right, bud?
Yeah, $4.99 on audio only to all access, $9.99.
What is it? $9.99 all access, right. So that's the video cast as well as everything else. So it's there for you and yours, and I would hardly suggest that you take advantage of it. Plus, we have gift subscriptions. Valentine's Day is coming up. There are worse things to that have been given on Valentine's Day, especially the lady to the guy. Sometimes guys go nuts. I mean, they follow me around and they want to clean my house because they have a backstage pass to the Phil Henry website. I'm kidding, guys. You know what I'm saying. So check it out, philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. With me is Bobby Dooley and Margaret Gray. I think we got everybody squared away here. I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do. I'm not trying to lord it over you because I'm a man. I'm not trying to say, you know.
Phil, we understand. You don't have to overdo it.
Phil, I understand. It's just that Margaret and I have agreed we will get along during this broadcast, but make no mistake, there is not a lot of common ground between myself and her. And I don't like her. I never have. And I don't anticipate a time that I ever will.
Yes, and ditto for me.
All right, that's wonderful. Just so long as you keep that in the background.
You have my word.
And mine.
All right. Margaret, you were talking about Jeremy Bieber, and then Bobby sort of picked up on this. When is it proper for a parent to be in the spotlight? And Ms. Dooley, you were saying it's proper for a parent to be in the spotlight when they want to show the audience and show media that they can step in and what, sing?
No, I don't think that they can step in and sing. I think that's a little absurd. I think in Jeremy Bieber's case, that's Justin Bieber's father, I think in his case, he is an attractive man. He has a little bit of the verve that his son has, so that if Justin is in jail, I think Jeremy is stepping into the spotlight and tweeting and is visible and allows himself to be photographed to show the ladies, to show the, not the young girls, because obviously they're too young, but some of the younger, that he's not a slouch either.
Are you saying, I want to ask a question.
Go ahead.
Are you saying that this Jeremy Hebrew, what's his name again?
Jeremy Bieber.
It's Jeremy Bieber, General.
I understand that, Margaret. I'm not as conversant with this garbage as you are. Now, this Jeremy Bieber, this man, you know something? I need another.
He needs another what?
Probably more cottage cheese.
Just more.
I'm sorry?
It's okay. All right. As we were just saying, Jeremy Bieber is a man that needs to be in the spotlight just to show people what he can do in case Justin is what?
In case Justin is in jail, in case Justin, God forbid, is remanded for psychiatric, at this particular point in Justin Bieber's career, it is probably advisable to remand him for observation.
I would agree. That when you have a young person who is arrested for DUI, there's no question, 6 months in the best facility that you could find under a direct doctor's observation, and then go from there.
I agree, and I think that's where he is.
You're telling me that Justin Bieber needs 6 months in a facility.
I think 6 months in a facility in the best facility that they can find.
Yes. If you saw The Exorcist, that's really what we're referring to.
If I saw the what?
If you saw The Exorcist.
The Exorcist was, if I may, Bobby, I'm sorry, I swallowed incorrectly this morning. Frank and I...
Please.
I'm sorry, but it's been bothering me ever since.
All right, tell you what, just hold on. I want to ask some questions here. We also want to take some phone calls, 855-500-7445, Phil Henry Show. Jeremy Bieber and Justin Bieber, you're thinking that Justin needs to be in a facility for 6 months under the best doctor's care, and then you said something about The Exorcist?
That is in The Exorcist. That's what he tells Linda Blair's mother. Okay? He tells Linda Blair's mother 6 months in the best facility. My husband Steve is here.
Steve may know.
Steve, you remember?
Yeah, in the exorcism, he goes, 6 months in the best facility that you can get to, and put him in there.
So that's what...
And what's that got to do with anything?
I'm sorry?
What does that have to do with anything?
What does it have to do with anything? It has to do with this, Phil. Well, Bobby, you know, right?
Yeah, it has to do with what you need to do with a kid if you want...
If you want to be in the spotlight.
No, that is not true. I am simply worried that this boy is going to be going down a path that he cannot turn around. And in the meantime, what happens to his career?
All right. So what you're saying is that the parents step into the breach, if you will. They step into the spotlight after the kids have been so badly raised and so badly cared for, in my opinion, that they have alcohol problems, drug problems. They're now committed to a facility for 6 months, the best one they can find. And what do we have? Mom and Dad are stepping into the breach, and they're now on stage, and they're the star? Come on.
Phil, this is... No, you're wrong. You're reading that all wrong, you know?
No, you're reading it all wrong your way. You're saying they're going to be the star.
I'm sorry, who is that?
This is Robert Leonard.
I'm sorry?
Robert Leonard.
It's Robert Leonard.
What was your comment, Robert?
I'm saying that you are saying exactly what Mr. Everett's saying. You want the parents to be the star.
I don't think that's a good way of looking at it. I don't want to be a star. If my son Justin becomes a big name, which we have every reason to believe he will be, then I want to make sure that he's ready to go, that he is obviously ready to take the stage. If not, then yes, I am going to be the one to fill in. What, you don't think they're going to get someone on their own, do you? That's not going to happen.
No, you're not going to go get another person.
No one is going to take my son off the stage and then say, here's who replaces him. I replace him.
Can you sing?
I beg your pardon?
Can you sing? I mean, if your son is going to be a singer...
Yes, my son's going to be a singer-actor.
Like my son?
No, I didn't know that your son sang.
Well, he does now.
What does that mean?
It means just that, he does now, and I probably shouldn't.
He does now, why? Because her son sings?
I'm going to have my son take singing lessons because her son is not... Phil, you just don't understand.
No, you had it right the first time, Phil. My son is singing and acting, so she wants her son...
No, he didn't have it right. No, he did not have it right.
All right, well, either boy, whether they're singers or actors, you guys propose that you can stand on stage and take the place of that child while they are in a mental facility, a psychiatric facility. And you're the ones that decide to put the kid there, correct?
I can't hear you, Phil. I'm standing in our kitchen here. We just had our fundraiser.
Yeah, I know. I can hear it. Could you... Everybody's standing in a kitchen. I don't know what that is.
Well, because you're talking to people while they're working, Phil.
All right. I'm saying, your son...
Yeah, guys, you're going to have to... On here? Okay, Oscar and Angel, yeah, just back it off a bit, because I'm on the radio. Yeah. They don't understand. Hold on. I'm on the radio. Yeah, the Phil Hendry Show? You need to back it down because I'm on...
Radio, right?
Yes, radio. Sí. Radio y, televisión. Sí, yeah. Okay, I'm so sorry.
Where did you learn Spanish?
I've been around.
Do you know Spanish, Margaret?
No, I don't, and I don't... I didn't know that you knew Spanish. If I knew that she knew...
Well, you would have taken Spanish lessons, huh?
Excuse me, but I have to go to the toilet.
There she goes again.
Hold on.
Margaret.
No, hold on. Yes, there I go again.
I don't know how...
No, that. Bobby, thank you very much.
Well, I'm not the one that had to go to the toilet.
All right. There you go. We'll continue our discussion of the Biebers and show business parents and show business and facilities, locked facilities and psychiatric facilities and just stuff like that, you know? I mean, that sounds good to me. What do you think? We'll be continuing this discussion and the secession of the southern states when we come back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com.
What is that?
What is what?
What is this, the music you're playing right now? What is it?
This is Alice Cooper.
Why, it's very plodding. It's very threatening and plodding music, isn't it?
It's threatening?
Well, it sounds... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It sounds very plodding and threatening. It sounds medieval, doesn't it?
Well, General, don't be afraid of it. It's just regular rock and roll.
Well, I don't care if it's regular rock and roll. This rock and roll sounds threatening and almost apocalyptic. Oh, God!
Hey, what is going on with you tonight, General?
I don't know. It might be...
You know what? The last time he acted like this, he was on Benny's, wasn't he?
I'm not on Benny. Not a lot of them.
You take speed again?
He did. You've been taking speed, haven't you?
I had a lot of work to do last night.
And now you're paranoid, and you're listening to Alice Cooper, and you're frightened of the apocalypse. That's fantastic. All right. Anyway, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Before we get any further into the proceedings, I want to just mention that we can all meet at the online store at philhendryshow.com. Under our online store, you can get all manner of things that are Phil Hendry related. For instance, you can get the Phil Hendry t-shirt and ball cap. You can get Phil Hendry CDs. You can get Phil Hendry mugs. You can get the Phil Hendry shot glass. And you can also get some items from some of our featured guests on the show. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills has a sweatshirt, a hoodie. It's a fantastic hoodie, and it's probably the most popular item we have. We also have the new Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirts. That thing sold out at Christmas, and we finally got that restocked. We have a Best of Ted's of Beverly Hills download. We have a Best of Bobby Dooley download for you as well, as a great many other things. So check it out at philhendryshow.com. That is philhendryshow.com. What, Margaret?
You should talk about the...
No, I'm not talking about anything. No.
Yeah, you're a lawyer.
Well, we nailed another guy. I'm not going to say who. It ain't who you think. We nailed some guy trying to resell some of our stuff, and this guy I think we're going to get money out of. Because, you know, the DMCA, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, allows anyone who has their copyright infringed, it allows you to sue if you can claim monetary damage. And we discovered within the last week somebody who was attempting to profit from the copyright on our material. And we're going to sue this guy because he's got the, you know.
Well, I see you're suing him because he has the funds to, he's got money to take.
You better believe it, yeah. Why else would you sue someone? Why would you sue a guy that doesn't have any money? Okay? You got to find out where the money is, then sue the hell out of the guy.
Well, that sounds, Phil, that sounds very materialistic and usurious and very base.
Well, it may sound base and usurious, General, but the fact is, if you find that someone has damaged you and you are entitled to monetary damages, and that person has money, yes, of course you do sue. Now, if you are entitled to monetary damages and that person doesn't have any money, now you locate where the next individual or source or where the next vulnerable target is that you can get money out of. In other words, if the guy has got people that have been supporting him, if he's got people that, there's a lot of ways of doing it. But I don't want to go with that. I didn't even want to talk about this, okay?
Well, Bud brought it up.
Just, I'm not mentioning any names, but that's just something that we do, and we do it a lot, and we have to, and, I'm really sorry to have to do that, and I even gave the guy a chance. You know, I think we said to him, this is a guy that's like a lot of them. You know, he figures that he's smarter than me, so he's just going to keep doing what he's doing. I don't think he was aware of what the law calls for, so when he got slapped with the final letter from my lawyer...
Well, are you going to sue him or not?
Well, here's what happened. When he finally got the letter from the lawyer and he realized that we were serious, now all of a sudden the guy started to crap his pants. He took all his stuff that he was, trying to sell off, and he did what we asked him to do. But it might be a little too late, is what I'm trying to say. And I don't want to get involved in a lot of stuff. There's a lot of guys in my business that I talk to, that I know, that who make their living by way of a subscription or by just protecting the copyright on the material that they already have. One of them, very well known, obviously, is Howard Stern. He's an example of a guy that owns the rights to his shows. And another is Steve Dahl. And Steve is like me. He does an active online service as well as an over-the-air radio show. And he goes after the same kinds of solutions to the problems that he has. It's the way that the world is going now. It's the new, if you will, the new media. It's what I've been talking about for the last 6 years. You know, I've been saying we're in the middle of a media revolution and that things are changing and that things are going away and new things are appearing. And nobody seems to, until now, people are finally getting it. Now I'm not talking about anybody that is out there in audience land, using the material. I'm not talking about that. If you have a subscription to our site, you're entitled to download my material till the cows come home and listen to it, and you can share it with friends. What we're talking about is the public sharing of stuff is illegal. Publicly, that's illegal. And gradually, slowly but surely, that guy, remember the guy Kim.com?
Yeah, that guy, he's the guy that caused a lot of stuff to get shut down.
Well, the Kim.com, he was the fat man from...
The fat man from New Zealand, right?
Well, I don't know if he's from New Zealand. That guy, when they nailed him, I'll tell you what happened. There were these storage sites. Now, what happens is if a guy's got a whole lot of material, he's got to store it somewhere. And there were these storage sites that made their money by storing... all of this material for people. And when they found out that fat ass got busted, all of a sudden these storage sites started just taking all of this material that was on their sites and throwing and kicking it off of there.
Now, what about Pirate Bay?
Pirate Bay is an example of hypocrisy unrestrained. And Pirate Bay, if they don't know this, they can't be that stupid. But Pirate Bay thinks that they're about internet freedom. What Pirate Bay is really about is about bending over for big money lawyers who tell them to stop, which they do, if it's Warner Brothers or Sony. But Pirate Bay will steal from small artists until the cows come home. That's what they call internet freedom. Stealing from a small artist, not even as big as me, smaller people, stealing from them and doing yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, when the Sony lawyers show up, when the American lawyers show up from Warner Brothers. So you guys over there in Sweden at Pirate Bay, let's tell some truth here, man. You guys bend over and grease up for the American lawyers, you free Scandinavian guys, you, and you wind up screwing small artists like myself or others because we don't have the resources of Warner Brothers. And you call that some kind of a honorable way to go about things. Great, but I mean... Nobody is fooled. So that's their thing, and that's what they do. And I know every time I talk about this, I get all the little morons, up in arms. We did a Reddit, Ask Me Anything, AMA, and some guy says to me, well, why do you guys protect the copyright on stuff? Well, because I own it and I need to resell it. Why wouldn't you? No, if I have more than one of the thing that I created, I'll keep the one that I have, and everybody else can have the other ones. So some guy came on.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, so some guy came on and asked that guy and said, so in other words, if you record a song and you have one recording of that, it's okay for everybody else to have free recordings?
Well, no,
Well, it sounds to me like you're dealing with nitwits, but Phil, nitwits, if there's an entire herd of nitwits, that will burn the mother, that'll just burn the sucker down. I'll tell you that. A herd of nitwits will burn you out and run you off.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Very good point, General.
No, I know that. A herd of nitwits will, what?
They'll burn you out and run you off.
Burn me out and run you out. You're absolutely, nitwits, in other words, are like a bunch of
well, they're like a lot of farmhands and ranch hands that work for the crooked big landowner.
Yeah.
What does yeah mean?
It means thank you. I could have thought of a better, you know. All right, we'll be back here. I could have thought of something a little bit better to come up with as a, you know, as a, I don't know what you want to call it, as an example. Wow. All right, anyway, good luck to Justin Bieber and to his pops. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Going to come back with some news. Other news, Texas judge orders brain-dead pregnant woman off of life support. Where the hell are you getting this news, bud?
That's in the news. It's pretty interesting.
No, it ain't. Nuns get partial win in U.S. Supreme Court contraception fight. Now that I got to read. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back after these very important messages. Please, please, stick around.